高三英语高考练习十二。1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Michael, why is there such a long queue? I'm glad you made our reservation a few days ago.
There are always many people waiting. Let's look at the flight timetable.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?2. Here's a $10 bill. Give me 2 tickets for tonight's show, please.
Sure. 2 tickets and here's $1 change.
Question. How much does 1 ticket cost? 3. If the weather is this hot tomorrow, we may as well give up the idea of playing tennis in the afternoon.
Oh, I don't think it will last long. The weather forecast says it will cloud over by mid-afternoon.
Question, what does the man mean? 4. It's surprising that Tom came out of the accident alive.
That's true. The car crashed into the wall and was completely damaged.
Question, what was the consequence of the accident?5. I'm worried about the speech I'm going to give tonight.
You'll be fine. Everyone was really impressed with your last one.
Question. What does the man mean? 6. Mr. Watson, I wonder whether it's possible for me to take a vacation early next month.
Did you fill out a request form?
Question, what is the probable relationship between the two speakers? 7. Shepard, would you be kind enough to help me finish my homework?
I'd be glad if you give me a few minutes to finish mine.
Question, what do we learn about the man?
8. Look, here's Sunday's entertainment section. Try and find something we'd both like.
How about a film? There are a couple of new French ones that are supposed to be excellent. Channel 26 is really my favorite.
Question. What are they most probably doing? 9.This calculator isn't working properly.
I think you've got the battery in upside down.
Question. What can be concluded from this conversation? 10. I'd like to apply for the position you advertised in the paper.
A good knowledge of French and Spanish is a must.
Question.What does the woman imply?
Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once.When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Customs officers at Heathrow Airport in London have uncovered a cargo of bred crocodiles. 10 of the creatures were found alive well in a cargo hold in an aircraft bound for Korea. The African dwarf crocodiles, which are protected species, were considered in danger of extinction. The U.S. government plans to warn 7,000 businesses in the United States that they are considered high-risk terrorist targets because they hold large amounts of chemicals. The Department of Homeland Security said that for security reasons they will not reveal the list of businesses, but they include chemical plants, universities, hospitals, and oil and gas production sites. The agency compiled the list after reviewing the information from about 32,000 facilities nationwide. Moscow has rejected its needs discussion on its territorial dispute with Japan during the upcoming summit of the 8 industrialized nations the next week. The dispute involves 4 islands known as the Northern Territories in Japan and as the Southern Kurils in Russia. 2 of the islands were occupied by Soviet troops at the end of World War II and are currently under Russia's control.
Now listen again, please.
Customs officers at Heathrow Airport in London have uncovered a cargo of bred crocodiles. 10 of the creatures were found alive well in a cargo hold in an aircraft bound for Korea. The African dwarf crocodiles, which are protected species, were considered in danger of extinction. The U.S. government plans to warn 7,000 businesses in the United States that they are considered high-risk terrorist targets because they hold large amounts of chemicals. The Department of Homeland Security said that for security reasons they will not reveal the list of businesses, but they include chemical plants, universities, hospitals, and oil and gas production sites. The agency compiled the list after reviewing the information from about 32,000 facilities nationwide. Moscow has rejected its needs discussion on its territorial dispute with Japan during the upcoming summit of the 8 industrialized nations the next week. The dispute involves 4 islands known as the Northern Territories in Japan and as the Southern Kurils in Russia. 2 of the islands were occupied by Soviet troops at the end of World War II and are currently under Russia's control.
Questions 11. Where are the animals in question uncovered?
Which of the following are not included in the list of businesses?
What is the dispute between Moscow and Japan mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Learning to share is hard for most children. Young children think about themselves and what they want or need. Thinking about the needs of others is the beginning to learning to share. 2- or 3-year-old children should not be expected to share. They're still working on meeting their own needs. By the age of 4, many children will share some of that thing. By the age of 6 or 7, children begin to understand how to cooperate with other children. Playing in groups gives children a chance to learn about sharing and taking turns. In your family daycare home, you may decide that all daycare toys and games belong to the group, not to any one child. As the care provider, you need to explain that to the children. Then show them what to mean. For example, when a child has finished using a group toy and another child picks it up, say out loud that it belongs to that child now. When he has done, it will belong to the next child, etc. Explain this process to all the children. Then follow through with your promise. Tell the children rules in a way that they understand. You could say, first you go down the slide, then John, and then Sandy. This is clearer to children than saying, you must all take turns.
Now listen again, please.
Learning to share is hard for most children. Young children think about themselves and what they want or need. Thinking about the needs of others is the beginning to learning to share. 2 or 3 year old children should not be expected to share. They're still working on meeting their own needs. By the age of 4, many children will share some of their thing. By the age of 6 or 7, children begin to understand how to cooperate with other children. Playing in groups gives children a chance to learn about sharing and taking turns. In your family daycare home, you may decide that all daycare toys and games belong to the group, not to any one child. As the care provider, you need to explain that to the children. Then show them what to mean. For example, when a child has finished using a group toy and another child picks it up, say out loud that it belongs to that child now. When he is done, it will belong to the next child, etc. Explain this process to all the children. Then follow through with your promise. Tell the children rules in a way that they understand. You could say, first you go down the slide, then John, and then Sandy. This is clearer to children than saying, you must all take turns.
Questions. 14. What is the beginning of learning to share?
Which of the following is true according to the passage?
16. What can be concluded according to the speaker?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
I'm phoning up about this job you've advertised in the paper. This, young sales manager?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to apply for it. Would you send me an application form?
No, you simply send in a written application, a letter.
Can you tell me a bit more about the job?
Well, we are really looking for someone who isn't too concerned about working fairly long hours.
What do you mean by long hours?
This is a job which does, as the advertisement says, have travel possibilities and very often one will be away at weekends, for instance.
Oh, I thought you meant working in evenings and working overtime.
Well, you could also mean working in the evenings, but for managerial post, we don't pay for overtime. That's for other grades.
Oh, what kind of money are you paying then?
Well, this is to be negotiated. Oh, it depends partly on your experience and education. Perhaps you can tell me briefly what that is.
I've just left school and got A-level in geography.
Oh, I see.
And it's the travel that appeals to me. That's why I'm inquiring about the job.
Yes, I see. What sort of salary were you thinking in terms of?
Starting off, I thought it would be something of £500 a week.
Well, sending your application letter, and then we will consider your case along with all the other applicants.
All right, many thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now listen again, please. I'm phoning up about this job you've advertised in the paper. This, young sales manager?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to apply for it. Would you send me an application form?
No, you simply send in a written application, a letter.
Can you tell me a bit more about the job?
Well, we are really looking for someone who isn't too concerned about working fairly long hours.
What do you mean by long hours?
This is a job which does, as the advertisement says, have travel possibilities and very often one will be away at weekends, for instance.
Oh, I thought you meant working in evenings and working overtime.
Well, you could also mean working in the evenings, but for managerial post, we don't pay for overtime, that's for other grades.
Oh, what kind of money are you paying then?
Well, This is to be negotiated. Oh, it depends partly on your experience and education. Perhaps you can tell me briefly what that is.
I've just left school and got A level in geography.
Oh, I see.
And it's the travel that appeals to me. That's why I'm inquiring about the job.
Yes, I see. What sort of salary were you thinking in terms of?
Starting off, I thought it would be something of £500 a week.
Well, send in your application letter, and then we will consider your case along with all the other applicants.
All right, many thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Questions. 17. What does the woman say the applicant should do first to apply for the job?
Eighteen. What kind of person is the company looking for?
19. What does the man like most about the job?
20. What does the woman say about the salary if the man is accepted by the company?